Praise God. Before I forget, next Sunday, it's daylight savings time. What does that mean? We lose 1 hour of sleep. Hate to be the bearer of bad news. So, gigising po tayo ng mas maaga kasi ano, mag-forward tayo eh. So, daylight savings time. Amen. And of course, I would like to take that opportunity to na also, we're going to observe prayer and fasting. We're doing this because we believe in the power of prayer and fasting. Ang focus po natin is that the power of God's anointing be upon us as we pray for people na gusto nating ma-win for Christ. Do you have someone in your mind and in your heart that you would like to win for the Lord? It could be a friend, a family member. Let it be that time na, Lord, we're taking your word seriously dahil we are living in a time sa talagang maraming nangangailangan po sa Panginoon. And what an opportunity na you and I can be a part of that of the harvest in our praying, in our inviting. So next Sunday also, we're going to start giving you yung mga Easter flyers or invitation done by our Sister Elaine. Pray about it. Even before, Lord, lead me to someone na ready na. Diba ho sa puno kapag hitik na hitik sa bunga, and that fruit is ready for harvest na po. Sister Guy, pag kayo namimitas ng bayabas o yung ano nyo, yung orange, dalandan, di ba pag hinog na, hindi mo na yinayang, hindi mo na mabilis na pong mapitas. And it's the same way in the hearts of people when they are so ready for Christ. Alam nyo, minsan, punta ka sa Easter namin. No? Can I invite you sa aming Easter celebration? And they would say yes to you. You know why? Kasi they're ready. That when you and I have been praying for people, alam nyo, may time sa kanila, and they cannot resist the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. So, yun po ang ating gagawin sa March 11. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, sige po, if you are able to please rise up and honor the Lord, babasahin po natin, if you have your Bibles with you, the book of Romans, magsisimula po tayo sa chapter 11. Chapter 11, verse 33, all the way up to the entire chapter of Romans 12. Romans 11. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that there's power in the Word of God?
Amen.
Amen. And so, say to the person next to you, you and I are blessed that we are here to hear the Word of God. Sige po, sabihin yan. And make that confession. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Let me know if you're there. So Romans 11, we're going to start with verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable His judgments and His paths beyond tracing out. Brother Ruel kind of referred to that earlier sa kanyang sharing in the area of giving na, you know, we obey the word of God in our giving. Tapos how He multiplies, we don't exactly know how He does it, no? Because He's God. Kaya sabi dyan, His riches, the riches of His wisdom and knowledge of God, He knows. He knows how to help His people. Amen. He never runs out of ideas. He never runs out of resources. Our God is more than able and more than enough. God of more than enough. Hallelujah. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been His counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? So dito po, in the final analysis, ang bottom line is God is the source of all things. He's the source of all things. Strength? Do you and I need strength today? God is our strength. Amen. Do you need wisdom as far as kung ano yung dapat gawin sa with what you're faced with? Turn to God. He's the source. Papakita niya po at He will show us step by step what to do. Glory to God. And He is the power that sustains and rules the world that we live in. Amen. Ito pa ho ang sabi dyan na patanong, hindi ba? Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been His counselor? Hindi naman ho siya sasabihin, pwede bang tanongin ko kung anong dapat kong gawin, no? Hindi po, never, never. Amen. Because He is the all-knowing, all-powerful God and He deserves our praise. Verse 36, for from Him and through Him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. I love this part of that reading natin. Amen. Now let's, eto na ho ang practical aspect ng Word of God. Romans chapter 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you should, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form, how many? Just one body, and each member, I want you to highlight that, and each member belongs to all the others. We are connected. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give how? Generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil and cling to what is good. Can we say that again? Hate what is evil and cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. Serving whom? Serving the Lord. Huwag pong matanggal yung zeal natin, yung talagang may passion po sa paglilingkod sa Panginoon. Amen. We all need to ask the help of the Holy Spirit in that regard. Amen. Now verse 12, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. And verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Lord, we thank you for your word is relevant to our times. Lord, your word is life to all of us. Lord, your word is guide to all of us. Lord, in every aspect of our lives, Lord God, whether it be in our relationship with you, relationship with one another, even with our finances, even in our serving you, God. Lord, above all, we thank you for the power of your word that is able to renew our hearts and our minds today. Holy Spirit of God, ikaw po Panginoon, only you can bring that kind of understanding that would change us, transform our hearts, transform our lives forever. That, Lord, every day of our lives na Panginoon, we will no longer live for ourselves, but to live for you and to serve others, God. Help us to do good to others, Lord. This is our prayer. And help us na magagawin namin to Panginoon, O God, with the love of God as the motivation, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Praise God. I love that portion of the scriptures, the entire chapter of 12, kasi napaka-practical po, no? Very straightforward, the Word of God is so, talagang very relevant ang Word of God. Amen. And, you know, when you and I are reading the Word of God, it's once said na hindi lang, it's not just for information, but the Word of God is for our transformation. The Word of God can change us forever, change the way we think, change the way naiba ho yung perspective o yung pananaw in our lives. Amen? Praise God. Probably most of you have experienced the power of the Word of God in your life. Amen? Brother Toto, paki-lagay mo nga ito dun sa ano para hindi. Allow me, thank you so much. Allow me to read a portion of this wonderful book by, it's written by Dr. Norval Young. And I think I've seen this to most of you, and it's the title of this book is Living Lights and Living Lights and Shining Stars. So allow me to read a portion of what he wrote here. How many of you know Samuel Morse? Samuel Morse, siya ho yung nag-invent ng the first telegraph. And so when he was asked about, sabi niya dito, more than once, here, when Morse said, when pag siya ay fina-flatter, mayroong honor na binibigay sa kanya because of his invention of what he has done that has benefited the nation of America and Europe, sabi niya, I never felt I deserved them. When he was asked about yung, you know, having invented yung telegraph, a powerful means of communication at that time. Sabi niya, I never felt I deserved this honor that people were giving me. I had made valuable application of electricity, not because I was superior to other men. So, he never regarded himself as somebody, bigatin ako, na-invent ko to, right? No, he said, I never felt I was superior to other people, but solely because God, who meant it for mankind, must reveal it to someone like me and was pleased to give it, to reveal it to me. Did you follow what he said? So nung na-invent niya po yun, he never, like what we read, he never felt himself as above anyone else, but he recognized that that idea came from God, na God chose to give it to him, and yung ibinigay sa kanya ni Lord, he worked on it, and it brought about a powerful means of communication at that time. Probably our young people, what's a telegraph? You know, I don't know that. Ang alam lang natin yung internet na, no? But at that time, that was a very valuable way of communicating. Kaya, di ba, meron tayong Morse code? So it's good to go back to history and find out. History would tell us that God is in control of human history. Na kung how many of you were born here even before World War II? No. Wala na magtataas ng kamay. My mom. Si daddy, napasabak pa sa gera si daddy. No? But what I'm saying is, in every season po ng buhay natin, number one, God is the source of life. He is the one na nagsusustain sa buhay natin. Do you know that the reason why buhay pa tayo, you and I are alive is because of God, and that God has a purpose in your life and mine. In our study of the Word, we pray na ma-encourage ho tayo na because life is a gift from Him, na we would use this life of ours para mag-glorify si God. Hindi naman ho, God never intended na ma-deprive tayo ng pleasure in life. In fact, sabi ho, pag may blessings that God gives, God wants you to enjoy the blessings that He gives us. Amen. Whether yung bakasyon sa Philippines, that's a blessing na ibinigay sa inyo to be a time given to be with your family, friends, and relatives. But ngayon, I like what Sister Lina said, na because you and I, no tayo na, when we became born again, when we got born again, when we made that commitment and accepted Christ, our lives have changed. Our lives have changed. Others, they would say, the way, the ticket to heaven is to do good works, do good works. That's why you would hear some people say, oh, they would make a joke out of it. Yung taong yan, ako, lampas-lampasan na sa langit. You know what lampas-lampasan eh? Lalampas pa beyond heaven because they do good works. But that's not what the Bible teaches. We're not here to say that there's nothing wrong in doing good works, but doing good works is a result of having Christ in our lives. Kasi some people can do good works, pero alam nyo, without Christ, mababurn out. Is that true? Yes. But when you and I have Christ, that's why when you and I would read yung history ng early church, why is it, how is it possible that people were being persecuted, thrown in the lion's den, burned alive, sa fire, but they never gave up. They never compromised their faith because they were asked, oh, reject Christ, so we will not kill you. But no, they did not give up on their faith. Hindi ho nila itinakwil si Jesus. Why? It's because the reality of having that kind of relationship. And that's why, you know, every time we gather, we would want that each one would really know and know and know in your heart every time you leave this door, leave this place, na, do you have Christ? Do you have Christ in your heart? Do you have Christ in your life? Kasi some people can just go to church and do it, sasabihin, oh, obligasyon pa. I have someone at work say, oh, I've done my obligation, I went to church. She used the term obligasyon. Ano ba yung obligasyon? Parang, of course, it's our, meron tayong duty to honor God, no? Pero it should be a delight. It should be a delight. When I was going over, I got this magazine. I'm going to show that to some of you, later on. Samaritan's Purse is having their 25th anniversary in doing sending all of these shoeboxes all over the world. And there was one picture that caught my attention. And it was because they started in 1995, and there was a picture that I said, oh my gosh, 2008. And nakita ko po doon, yung una ko nakita was yung pangalan ng church nila, no? Antioch Christian Alliance Church. Pero nung nakita ko yung tricycle, University of the, oh, Philippines! Philippines! Tuwan-tuwa ako nung nakita, wow! And, you know, mababaw ang kaligayahan ko. When anything it comes to the Lord, it's like, it excites me. And what struck my attention was yung pangalan ng church nila, but there was one underneath, and it says, enter to worship and depart to serve. Ah. You and I enter into the building that God has given us to come together and worship, pero when we leave, ang focus natin is to serve God. I love it. I love it. Praise God. And so, so let me continue with this article, because you and I have been anointed by God to do good works. Pag sinabing anointed, it's not for us. It's not to make a name for ourselves. Kasi when you and I are filled with the Spirit of God, alam nyo ba ang what happens? A result is meron tayo. We want to love Jesus more. We want to serve Christ more. We want to do things for Him in the ability that God has given us. Amen. And so I was just talking to the praise and worship team last Sunday, and we have a family that drives all the way from Orange County. I don't know the exact miles. I don't want to embarrass them, but you know, they said it's our joy to be here. More than 30 miles, I believe, yung kanilang dina travel every day coming to church. But they said it excites us. She used the word excited kami. It blessed my heart. It blessed my heart to hear people say that na coming to church is it's an exciting time for them as a family. Amen. And so that's why you and I need the Holy Spirit of God. Kasi ang ating life as a Christian, minsan may cycle, ano? Minsan we drag our feet at times. It happens to anyone. And so when those times come, kailangan na ng check-up, ano? Kung kumbaga sa when you're driving, meron kayong dashboard, merong umiilaw dyan, ting! Medyo masama na yun pag yung, ano, check your engine. Or halimbawa, sa fuel tank, empty na, nagla-light na yun kasi wala ng gas. Kahit na you have a sports car and that car can drive 180 miles per hour, pero pag walang gas, kahit tapakan nyo po yung gas, pero walang, it will not go anywhere. And so it's a reminder for us that when we're running low, let's remember that we have the Holy Spirit who will help us in that regard. Amen? Isn't that good news? Amen! Amen! Kaya pag yung nawawalan ng gana, ay, pag tinawagan kayo, pag halimbawa, may nag-follow up o nag-text, oh, how are you? Kasi we miss you pag hindi kayo nakikita. No? Kasi, di ba nabasa natin, we belong to one another? Amen? Kulang pag hindi tayo magkakasama. Amen? And so, that's part of being part of a local fellowship na we are accountable to one another, we're here for one another, to pray for one another, encourage one another. Amen? Praise God. Sige po, let's continue. And so, going back to Samuel Moores. So, in May 1844, the first message to be sent over the telegraph was siya who mismo ang nagpadala ng message. And then, so, sabi niya dun sa kanyang message, these were his words, what God has done. What God has done. Amen. If you were to be asked, anong feeling you about the future? Pag nanonood tayo ng news, when we hear the news, watch the news, at times what you and I would see would make us parang cynical about the future. Parang, naku, ano kayang, if you're a parent, if you're a grandparent, ano kayang maging future ng mga anak ko, mga apo, right? But when you and I have Christ, kaya it's important for us to remember that ang faithfulness ni Lord is unto all generations. And so, in the study of the Word of God today, in our previous Bible studies, the Word of God reminds us that we have an enemy. We should never underestimate his power. He might be, hindi natin siya nakakita, but he does so many things in his power, and his intent is always what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy lives. Now, hindi na huta, it's a reminder for us, but what we would also remember is that Jesus, who is the light of the world that has come to us, is greater. His light is greater than the darkness. So whatever Satan is doing in the lives of people, we have to remember that Jesus is greater. And so, kaya ho, when you and I turn to the Word of God, nagkakaroon po tayo ng hope. When you and I turn to the Word of God, it builds up our faith to be reminded of who God is. Kaya napakaganda ng doxology that we read in Romans 11, to be reminded that the God that we know, the God that we are serving, is a powerful God. He's a mighty God. He's in control. Kaya when Satan would want to put fear and doubts in our hearts, ganun ang tactics niya all the time, and he never runs out of his old bag of tricks. Amen? So he would always use that, magnify niya yung problem, to put fear in our hearts. But we choose to focus on Christ. Diba may song na, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Let's turn our eyes on Jesus. Buhay ho ang Panginoon, he's still in control of what's going on. Amen. So, when you and I have our faith in Christ, we can look beyond and see what God has in store for us. What has God in store for you as a follower of Christ? What has God in store for you and your family? What has God in store for us as a church? And we go to the words of Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. You don't have to turn there. Let me just read it. Sabi sa Bible, make yourselves holy or consecrate yourselves, because tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Tanggapin ho natin yung word ni Lord. We consecrate ourselves. What does it mean? Hindi pa tayo as a follower of Christ, we are set apart. We are set apart for the Lord. So ang sabi, ang promise is tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among us. Hallelujah. Has the Lord done something wonderful in your life? Amen. Choose to remember those things. Choose to remember those things. He has brought healing. He has given help. Nung tayo ay helpless. But he has forgiven our sins. He has encouraged us in our walk with him. And he has loved us just the way we are. Hindi pa ho napakaganda nun? Hindi na natin kailangan intayin na he didn't say, oh, you better shape up or magbago ka muna bago kita tatanggapin. No, he accepted us just the way we are. Amen. And so, kaya gusto ni Lord is what he would want us is to believe na because it all starts with him, yung faith natin starts with him. That you and I can face what lies ahead with a healthy anticipation. Meron po tayong, we are hopeful. The worst thing that can happen to anyone is mawalan po ng hope in life. Maging hopeless. But here, because Jesus, he's our anchor. Siya hong ating source of hope. Amen. So magkakaroon po tayo ng anticipation. Meron tayong eagerness na there will be great things that God has in store for us in our lives. Amen. Meron mang setbacks. Like ako, I've shared that with you, setback, pero nakita ko ang pagkilos ni Lord. Yung the same, I shared this at one time, yung attack ko sa health ko, ginamit ni Lord para to do something powerful. Something powerful na mabawasan ng working hours ko and be paid, hindi binawasan ng pay. Who could ever do that? It's only God. Ano yung mga hopeless situations natin na that's laging inano ng kaaway sa mind. Give it to God. Give it to God and see what the Lord can do for you. Amen. And so, do you know that God has given us a task? Meron po. And we must fulfill the work that God has called us to do. And one of the things that the Lord has, isang name binigay ho sa atin as Christians, is we are ambassadors of Christ. What is an ambassador? If the President of the United States would say, I am appointing you to be the ambassador to Timbuktu Island, you will be, yes, a representative of America. You would be there to stand for what America believes in. We believe in democracy, those things. So as an ambassador of Christ, what do you stand for as a follower of Christ? Those things, minsan iisipin natin. And one of the things is what? Yung righteousness, we stand for God's righteousness. The times that you and I are living in, alam niyo ba na natetest po ang ating faith as a believer? When you and I would say, oh, the Bible tells us that that thing is wrong, sasabihin sa atin, ano daw tayo, narrow-minded. They would call us names. And so, most of the times when we feel like we're just by ourselves, more so for a lot of our young people, kaya we have to pray for our young people. Because they are living in a times wherein na talagang very important po sa kanila ang acceptance among the crowd. Pero parents, can I tell you this? Have a conversation with your children or even for your grandparents. Have a conversation with them. Ask wisdom from God, from the Holy Spirit, how you're going to share to your children yung value ng Word of God that would equip them. Kasi hindi nyo naman ho laging all the time that they'll be around. Na you're like a mother hen na laging under your wings to protect them. When they start to go to school, and maraming, there's so many things going on outside the confines of your home that would challenge their faith. And it's not to put fear, but more so as parents na, Lord, we need to be equipped as parents to guide our children in the ways of God. Amen? And so how are we equipped? Through God's Word and through the work of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And so, you know, when the Word of God tells us na, there's another portion. Let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Let's start with verse 8. Some of you are familiar with verse 8, but we're going to highlight verse 10. But it's good to read, start from verse 8. Ephesians chapter 2. We're going to start with verse 8. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is what? the gift of God. Salvation is a gift given to us. But I always use this as an example when there's a special occasion and someone gives you a gift. Let's say it's your birthday. That person giving you the gift, what do you do? Para ma-complete ang transaction. You accept the gift. You don't say to the giver, oh, how much do I owe you? Right? But because salvation is a gift from God. We are saved by grace through faith. Now look at this. It is the gift of God. Look at verse 9. Not by works. Did you see that? Not by works, so that no one can boast. So no one can say, pagdating sa heaven, oh, I made it here all by myself. No. It's all by the grace of God. It's all by the grace of God. So salvation is a gift. Clear po ba tayo doon? Yes, it's a gift from God. We have to realize na sinners tayo. We have a huge debt. Napakalaking utang na we cannot pay ourselves. Kaya, di ba, when Jesus died on that cross, sabi ho ng ating Heavenly Father, fully paid. Debt canceled. Yun po ang effect ng what Jesus did at the cross. Can you imagine kung let's say you're a homeowner and you owe your property, halimbawa, half a million ang value ng property, and you get a letter from your lender, oh, debt canceled. Woohoo! Di ba ang sarap noon? Oh, yeah, yay! Jesus did something far greater. Halimbawa, I'll give you another example. You're driving on the 101 freeway. Tapos, over speeding. May nakita kayong light. And then you were asked to pull over. And the officer, do you know why I pulled you over? No, sir. You were driving past beyond the speed limit. Pero officer, sabi doon, 101 freeway. Kaya, no, what if, let's say, the highway patrol officer would tell you you broke the law, pero I'll pay for your ticket. Naka-experience na ba kayo ng ganun? Hindi naman, ano? Hindi. At times, we use simple illustrations like that for us to be reminded na katulad nun, you broke the law. How much do you pay for a speed limit? It depends on how fast you're going. Uy. So it could be 500 to 1,000. No? So it's a big thing. But for us to be canceled of something that we owe, di ba napakalaking relief. But for us to be reminded of what Jesus did, that you and I have such a huge debt because of our sins. Pero Jesus, He did it for us, yung punishment na dapat para sa atin, inako niya. No? Wow, Lord, this is how much you love me? Oh, yes, that's how much God loves us. Amen? Kaya every time we come together, alam niyo, let it be an opportunity. Lord, I am here to worship you because, Lord, you deserve my praise. You deserve my thanksgiving. You deserve na ikaw ay aking paglingkuran. Amen. Praise God. And so, and we're getting there because nung binasa po natin sa Romans earlier, it tells us a lot about our relationship with God. Many times, sinasabi ho sa Word of God na the Word of God is a power to renew our minds, the way we think. Some people would say, ano bang magagawa ko? Ang tanda ko na eh, no? Minsan ganun. Ano bang magagawa ko? Meron bang, can my life make an impact? Nag-iisa ako? Do you know that you can have an impact kahit nag-iisa kayo? At times, God is just looking for one. You find that in the book of Ezekiel. He's just looking for one man to stand in the gap for people. And last Sunday, we mentioned Billy Graham, as he went to be with the Lord. Sabi nga ni Franklin Graham, his family was so honored na the government, his body was flown to Washington, para the capital state, for people to pay respect, their final respect to Billy Graham. And we've said this, like si Samuel Morse, sabi niya, one thing that gusto niya lang ilalagay sa kanyang tombstone, the word preacher. Just one word, preacher. Because Billy Graham led a focused life. We studied that about several Sundays ago, the power of a focused life. Kaya the Word of God would encourage us, seek God, and know what is God's will for your life and mine. Alamin ho natin, Lord, binuhay mo ko, you created me for a purpose. Lord, itong buhay na to, it doesn't belong to me, God. Lord, binigyan mo ako ng ability, skills, talents. Lord, I would want these things that you've given me to be used for your glory. For your glory. Do you know that God is a God of preparation? And when you and I encountered that verse, Book of Corinthians, I think it is in 1 Corinthians, God, what God has prepared for those who love Him. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. How much do you love God? We ask ourselves, how much do we love God? Alam niyo ba na He has prepared something spectacular for us? How many of you are well-traveled here? Mga nagta-travel. And I would hear that from a lot of people who are well-traveled and they would go to so many places. Na amaze sila sa many wonders of the world in the many places that they would visit. But do you know what? Wala hong maiko-compare. Kaya yung ibig sabihin from what the Word of God says, no eye has seen. Kung tayo, meron tayong nakikitang creation. Of course, we enjoy nature, God's creation. Pero in His second coming, alam niyo ba na there is something far greater that Jesus has prepared for us. Amen. The Lord would want to encourage us na tayo ay magpatuloy, to continue to what God has called us to do. Because you know what? Darating po ang panahon na we are going to meet the Lord face to face and magkakaroon tayo ng accounting. What does that mean? God would ask us, what have you done with the gifts and skills and talents that I have given you? Amen? And so, gusto po nating marinig sa Panginoon, well done, good and faithful servant. Faithfulness ho. Faithfulness. God is looking for faithful young people, faithful men and women na magpapatuloy. When we talk about faithfulness, tayo, when we are singing about the faithfulness of God, what does that mean to us? Our God is faithful. Ibig sabihin, He's dependable. Can we rely on God in times of trouble? Yes! In times of need, when we called upon Him, it was mentioned, Lord, we call on You and You hear us and answer us. Amen. A portion of, in the heart of a child, let me just share to you what ang nagagawa po ng obedience in doing good for the Lord. Do you know na everything that you and I do, God sees it and yun ay counted, credited to our account. Nakalagay po dito, answered prayers. No, do you know na in many places where this Samaritan's organization program of putting together shoeboxes na di pa tayo pinagpa-pray natin lahat ng shoeboxes pinapadala. But do you know that meron pong there would be children na would be just so blessed once they opened those shoeboxes. Let me give you one example. Sabi dito, every shoebox is a unique gift. Kaya pag when they're shipped around the world, there's no way to know which child will get each box. Pero we believe that God sees everything. He sees us, and He sees the young child that's going to receive that box, no? There's a boy in Tanzania. He asks his father for a refillable water bottle. Yun lang hong hiningi niya, kasi it's a poor country. Ang hiningi niya lang was yung parang water bottle natin na pwedeng i-refill. Not having any money, sabi ho ng father, let's just pray and wait. And so 2 months later at church, the boy received a shoebox that contained what? A water bottle. He told his father, you don't have to buy me a bottle for carrying the water to school because Jesus has brought it to me. Meron pang marami po. There's so much. God's provision for a backpack. Ang dami. A cup for each family member. There was one boy in Colombia. He asked God to provide. Ito nyo, one lesson. Be specific in asking God. Be specific with your prayer request. Kasi, pag sinabing Lord have mercy, ay, paano natin ma-equate yun na nasagot yung prayer? No? Look at this young boy. We could learn something from this young boy. Juan asked God, this little boy from Colombia, he asked the Lord to provide not just one, but five cups, one for each of his family members. So when Juan opened his shoebox gift, he was amazed that it included five cups. Di pa po napakaganda. You know, for lack of time, I could share so many stories from this account. But we get excited because we know we're a part of this program. And kasi we say yes to God. We say yes to God. Sister Lina said repeatedly, we are so blessed here. We are so blessed here. Can I encourage you parents? You know, I have seen a lot of, you know, my coworker that gave that bin. Sabi niya, you know, our living room is like Toys R Us. Sa dami ng, isa lang ang anak po, isa lang. Sobra-sobrang toys. And I would love to give them away to this because I showed her the video nung sa Montalban. And so she was so stirred. Stir siya. I want to be a blessing to them. Nakita ko doon sa video, mga walang chinelas, walang sando. But here, we have so much. Parents, can I encourage you? Have a time with your children and ask them. And tell them about Jesus, about the love of God. And tell them how that love should be expressed. How? You know that there are so many, and tell them about these poor children in Montalban, Rizal. Would you want to give away something that you have that would be, that little girl or boy will be so happy to receive? And it's one way of developing the gifts of mercy among our children, the love of God, teaching them how to be a vehicle or an instrument for God's love and blessings. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, you know, there's so much. And as we end, I am believing because, you know what, as you and I would turn to Matthew 5 for us to end. Matthew 5, verse 14 all the way up to verse 16. Thank you, Lord. The word of God is our guide. Matthew 5, 14. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. We are the light of the world because you and I have Christ. We reflect the light of Jesus. You and I can be the voice of joy and hope para sa maraming tao who are hopeless. Jesus, who is the bread of life, paggamit tayo sa Panginoon to share the word of God to so many who are spiritually hungry. Amen. Yung compassion ng Panginoon, let us be his eyes, his lips, his feet, and his hands. How many of you remember when I showed you the picture of Nick? That Christian man who doesn't have hands and feet? You remember that video? Thank you so much for, his last name is kind of tongue twister. See, Nick. Let's just call his Nick. His name is Nick. Look at him. Wala po siyang, no hands, no feet. Pero he said yes to the call of God in his life. And so many people are drawn because, oh my gosh. And, you know, I much as I wanted to show that to you guys again, but you've seen him. You've seen him. And when we hear his testimony, look at him. As mapapahiya ho tayo kasi ano bang excuse natin? Tayo complete. Sa akin, maaring struggle ako, but I have hands and feet. maaring mabagal lang maglakad. Sabi nga ni Hailey sa akin, Tita, you're so slow. yung anak. but here's, I always say this, do not focus on what you do not have, but focus on what you have. Wag po tayo mag-focus sa hindi natin magagawa, but what you and I can still do. Because God can be honored and glorified. In fact, sabi niya that in our weaknesses, the strength of God is made perfect. Let's thank the Lord for, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we honor you. You are truly the light of the world that has come to us, and your light brings life to us. Lord, marami sa amin, Panginoon, na experience namin yan, Lord God. Lord, salamat. Thank you, Father God. Let's begin to thank God. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation in our lives, God. Thank you for your mercy and grace that you have given to us, showered upon our lives. Lord, we had a huge debt that we cannot pay because we cannot save ourselves, Lord, from the grip of sin. But Lord Jesus, you saved us because of your perfect sacrifice at the cross. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you for loving us so much. Thank you, Father God, for your mercy, abundant mercy and grace, God. Now, Lord, you made a way for us. You made a way for us to hear the message of the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Truly, we can say and declare that it has power. It has the power and it has changed our lives forever. Hallelujah. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, O God, that, Lord, our relationship, our salvation does not end there just experiencing your goodness, God. But Lord, you would want that, God, we would make ourselves available. That's why there's a call from your word to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice to you, O God. And so, Lord, here we are, God. Here we are, Lord. We would like to say thank you. And we would like, God, as we seek you with all of our hearts for anyone in this gathering, O God, na hindi pa clear kung yung will mo para sa kanilang buhay. We thank you that, Lord, it is your responsibility to reveal, Lord God, yung perfect will mo, Panginoon, sa aming life, God. And our prayers that through the work of your Holy Spirit, O God, na all the days of our lives, O God, hindi na namin sasayangin ang panahon for things that will not matter in the light of eternity, O God, but, Lord, that we would, by the help of your Spirit, you would teach us how to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom, that we may live our lives, Lord God, according to your purpose, your plan, and your perfect will. Lord, we thank you, God, for your enabling grace and power upon the lives of everyone, even our young people, O God. Lord, we thank you that, Lord, you're here to guide them, Lord God. You're here to protect the tender minds of our children and our young people, our young adults, God. Lord, even for those, O God, in our middle age and even in the prime of our lives, O God, we thank you that, Lord, ang purpose mo, ang plano, hindi nagbabago, Lord. And Lord, our prayer for all of us, O God, is that, Lord, we be your instruments, O God. Na we will reflect the light of Jesus to shine brightly through our lives. And as you anoint us, O God, that we may do the good works that you have prepared for us. And so, Lord, your word says we are your workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works, Lord. That's what your word says, O God. And that, Lord, you have prepared them way ahead of time for us. And our prayers that, Lord, may we walk in these good works you have prepared for us, O God. And so, Lord, sa mga darating na panahon, Panginoon, the days coming, weeks coming as you tarry, we thank you for the opportunity, O God. Help us to be a blessing to many. We thank you for the opportunity that, Lord, we can connect sa ministry ni Pastor Romel sa Montalban. And Father God, you have given us this burden for so many people, O God, who need Jesus in their lives. Hindi lamang sa physical living condition nila, but above all, their spiritual condition, O God. And so, Lord, we give ourselves to you, Lord God, ang aming time, talent, and resources, O God. May it be used, Lord God, for the expansion of your kingdom, O God. And so, Lord, we thank you, God, and even as I pray that you stretch forth your hand upon everyone in this gathering this afternoon, O God. Lord, we come to you. We lift up our hearts. We lift up our hands to you, O God. And we say yes to you, Lord God, to your call that you have given us, O God. We would want, Lord God, to make an impact in the lives of many, O God, to the people around us. Let it start in our homes, Lord God. We pray for your divine visitation in every family represented in this local church. God, we pray for the unction and the anointing of your Spirit to flow through us, O God. Let it be that the love of God would motivate us, that they would see Jesus in our lives, O God. all for your glory and honor, like Samuel Morse, oh God, the only thing we would say, look at what God has done. And so, Father God, we thank you for this time. Bless your people, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Praise the Lord. So be encouraged. Continue to do good works for the glory of the Lord. Let's all rise up. Amen. And let's, as we worship the Lord together, amen, and just glorify him. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. (Clears throat)